this afternoon at I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneking, the King of Clean.
It's July 10th, the greatest day ever. On the 10th of July, 1965, the Rolling Stones earned their first number one single in the USA with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Oh, when will you ever be satisfied, Rolling Stones? What, number one isn't good enough for you? I guess you can't always get what you want. Have a great July 10th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump criticizing an economic plan unveiled by his presumed Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden.
He plagiarized from me, but he can never pull it off. He likes plagiarizing. It's a plan that is very radical left, but he said the right things because he's copying what I've done. But the difference is he can't do it.
Biden's $700 billion Buy American plan focuses on U.S. job creation and manufacturing to counter President Trump's America First platform. President Trump continuing his push to get kids back in classrooms.
The president tweeting virtual learning has proven to be terrible compared to in-school or on-campus learning. Not even close. Schools must be open in the fall.
Fox's John Decker. The president tweeting threats of government intervention or elimination of federal funding to schools that don't reopen. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm dedicating this to the Biscuits in the seventh inning stretch.
Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. Hey. Yeah. Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Man, I would give anything to have it in my weekend plan. Saturday night, Biscuits game.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding, man.
That explosion of green in the ballpark, the confluence of aromas with the food.
Oh. Train comes by.
Yeah, the train.
I love the train.
You know, the first year I was here, and I went to a bunch of games, I loved it. In fact, the park in its design is somewhat like Wrigley Field as far as dimensions
really?
Are concerned. Yes. I heard about the, somebody had offered $1,000 if you could hit a train with a home
run. Yeah, buddy.
Whoa.
I've seen them.
First game I went to, somebody launched one into a coal car.
Nice.
And the train's just taken off.
That's right.
Headed towards Atlanta with the ball sitting on top of the coal. So
it cool. Always reminds me of that movie, Brewster's Million, where they would be, when Richard Pryor, he bought a baseball team.
Yeah.
and they had the train that ran through the outfield. They had to take a timeout while the train ran through the outfield.
Major League Baseball Network, which, of course, all the sports networks, desperate for programming.
Yeah.
They ran that movie not too long ago.
Oh, really?
What got me was the Jerry Orbach, who was Lenny Briscoe on Law & Order. He's a manager in that movie.
I didn't forget character about that.
Part. Wow. Yeah. I thought it was kind of dumb, but, you know.
Yeah, it's Brewster's Million.
Another movie from that period, The Great Outdoors.
That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, Greg Budell. Oh,
man. Not as much as I used to like it. I don't know. Maybe.
You've seen it 100 times.
I think the coronavirus is.
It's having an effect.
Messing with your head.
It is. No, it is. It's affecting everything. It really is.
What about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Are you still...
Oh, man.
See, I could watch that movie 100 times.
Yeah.
I'm not... I love the movie. And my favorite scene is when they're driving the wrong way.
Yeah.
On I-55.
Yeah, that's a funny
thing. Oh, man.
And there's this one incident. It's a brilliant move by the director of the film. Where for one instant, John Candy is wearing a Satan. of course, it's got the sappy Hollywood ending where everybody is.
Oh, yeah. Come on over for Thanksgiving.
Steve Martin gets off of his high horse. Says, really, how many movies about Thanksgiving are there?
Oh, wow.
Not too many.
Not a lot.
They'd have that... Especially if you want to have something the whole family can kind of watch and
laugh.
Except
for, like, the Hallmark Channel. Man, look out.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's all drama.
The only thing I compare to that movie is What About Bob?
Well, I love What About Bob.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
And maybe, Greg, you need to take a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. sounds like a plan to me on this Friday afternoon.
Jay Quellen.
Oh.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
She'll be joining us, I hope. Let me see if I got a response.
Shay Quellen.
Now, this is how women can be. I'm just warning you.
Who are you telling?
Learn me something.
I sent her a text, 505, with a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back, okay. No exclamation point. This is Wiley feminine attitude conveyance.
Oh, yeah, you go. Keep digging that hole, buddy.
It's acceptable. Do tell. If you do it, or if she does it, but if you do it, ho-ho-ho.
I just felt the okay was kind of tepid. Doesn't that ever happen to you where you text somebody and you get back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I
got to be honest, it's happened with you now. Like, okay, we're going to, how about if we do this? Okay.
Because you can't read emotion in text.
Yes. That's why text sucks so bad, because there's no conveyance of emotion.
Right, unless it's all caps, and then you think, am I getting yelled at, or are they excited?
Yeah. By the way, if you listen to the show and you're tired of
texting,
my lame-ass stories, I want you to know that my daughter gets them, too, when we're like sitting down. I was telling her about the answering machine era. I don't know how the subject came up, but I said, yep, when answering machines first came out, and if you were kind of into somebody and you were hoping they had called while you were out and you came home and the red light wasn't flashing,
yeah,
get pissed off.
It's kind of a downer.
Yeah.
Here's a hint. Okay. Lower your expectations of getting a woohoo 505 response and be excited because she texted back and said, okay.
And it's
405. She may have said, okay.
What do you think of that?
That is a load of crap.
No, it's not.
That's Dr. Phil.
Yeah, you can't argue well, there you go.
Now, those things used to be a setup. All right, it's time for a risky click of the afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
This could become a drop during the roll call.
Makes you look like an ass is what he does.
Hmm.
I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Oh, no, that's a whole bit. I don't want to play that. This could be...
Have you lost your mind?
That's a good one.
That's, yeah, I like that one.
That was Ren from Ren and Stimpy.
Mm-hmm.
Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah, man, play that again.
I got higher standards than Ren and Stimpy.
Dude, you play King of the Hill, and there's Simpsons in there. Oh, I love it.
We can tell. where the experience spends most of his time.
Be on the Cartoon Network.
I watch a lot of stuff.
So where do I got to put this somewhere, though? Now, where do I put it?
I got a place for you to put it.
Well, you know, you're Mr. Location. In your business, right? Let's see. No, I just put... That's a new one I added. We'll put it there.
Knockers! Have you lost your mind?
Okay, we got some new things to play with.
Yeah.
I really need to freshen up the drop library for the roll call, though. It's getting tired.
We'll put some fresh stuff in there.
Yeah, man, you got kind of stuff.
That's what I'm going to do.
I think it's a good idea.
Good idea.
Are you going to roll call today?
It's 4:12.
You got 8 minutes. You got this.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. You can do it. You know you can.
You
can do
it. You know, in a way, it's like Whoopi. I'm not the kind of guy that's, you know, snaps his finger, let's go. That's not Greg Bedell. I need to be...
Wind it down a little bit.
I need...
Have you heard the stories?
I need to be seduced into the roll call.
Take him to a... Find a Nemo.
Well?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. You've seen some movies with some of those ladies.
I saw Nemo.
Ah, with who?
Yeah.
We're still Facebook friends, too.
That's good. But she remembers.
Uh-huh.
She'll never forget.
No. Whoa! Yeah! That's why you boss man, boss. Woo!
She's one of the people, leaned, at the time, leaned a little liberal. Nobody knew who was where. So when Obama divided the country in half, at first, she was disappointed to see that I was not an Obama fan. But I think now she understands why I don't think she's on that side of the fence anymore.
Hmm. We want you to play the roll call.
I did say that to somebody once. It was a playful conversation, okay? I'm just...
Yeah.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please. Piece of paper right there.
All I said was, I will have you screaming Ronald Reagan's name at the top of your lungs. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard. What's that number, Seth?
27 Rec with a W.
Yes. You know, it's more than somebody brings a car to MPB.
His face.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
You're getting a secondhand look.
He didn't get curious. It. I just
when you bring your damaged vehicle to MPB, they do a lot more than just look at, survey the damage, and make a list of the parts that need to be ordered and replaced, the correct paint color, so all of that matches. It's bigger than that. It is restoration. Finally hit me. That's the right word to describe how they handle a car that's been damaged in an accident. It's their mission. You know, and they've been doing this. It never gets old. Because the excitement in what they do when they return a car to a customer is to see how stunned they are when they see it for the first time since the accident. When it looks as good as new, maybe better, or maybe it never looked as good as it does right now because they put a complete effort into the restoration of the vehicle inside and out. Everything that could possibly be done by talented people using state-of-the-art technologies, but the business ethic is behind all of it. And that's what makes Montgomery Paint and Body great. On the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27.
Rec with a W.
All righty. Yeah. We've got some local news. We'll update traffic, Rich's forecast, and we may just get that roll call in.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama's primary runoff election is Tuesday, and the state's elections chief says voters cannot be required to wear masks at polling sites. This conflicts with local mandates to wear masks in public places. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says that while it can be strongly recommended to wear a mask, it cannot be required. Plus, funeral arrangements have been announced for the MPD detective who was killed earlier this week. Montgomery police announced that a memorial service for Detective Tanisha Pusley will be this Sunday from 10 until 2 at Ross Clayton Funeral Home. And Governor Ivey has awarded a $375,000 grant to establish a statewide network to ensure victims of child abuse receive immediate and professional medical care. The grant will enable Children's of Alabama and the University of Alabama at Birmingham Department of Pediatrics to collaborate with a network of centers in creating the child abuse medical system. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. 356-8635.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. At 419, just before Rich's forecast, let's go to the polling firm of Bader and Spotlow to get an update on our
cow
straw poll. Sessions versus Tuberville.
Sessions 34, Tuberville 146. I'm fixing to redo it right now. So,
right, what I've got is Tuberville 138, Sessions 20.
I'm actually kind of surprised.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I thought it would be a little bit tighter than that. Of course, the polling, I haven't seen any. Dan Morris gets that.
Well, we did an informal poll the other day, and Tuberville, kind of about the same percentages. And we didn't have but maybe 40 people vote, but it was about the same percentage-wise. And polls show, I think Tuberville's ahead by either 16 or 30%. But I can't believe how many people are undecided. Folks, we're a couple of days away, and there cannot be much more differences between the two candidates. And you can't decide? Let me go ahead and tell you. If you don't decide, Doug Jones is going to be...
Oh, my God.
Right.
Whoever wins, we have to get behind them 100%.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because you know they will, and they're going to cheat, and they're going to bring people in.
Exactly.
Just like they did. That's how that slob got elected last time.
Exactly.
Somebody called to see if I wanted to have him on the show.
Dude. Oh. Greg.
No politicians. You know, the happening town, it's amazing. You know who put him on the map? Becky Gerritsen. Wetumpka has got so much going on.
Heck yeah, we do.
We
got an HGTV coming.
Yeah, just amazing what's happening there. It's great.
Yeah. We got a Popeyes.
I got one eye, not a Popeyes, in that place. We have some calls. Barbara, Gary, hang on. Let's get Rich's forecast first to 421.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, one call can take care of it all. Meals, transportation, activities, utilities, housekeeping, all included in one low monthly rent of $1,549 for a private suite. Reserve your tour and free lunch. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Before we get to the forecast, Patrick Jordan sent me the motto for Sidney Lanier: the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yes.
I'm sure that the you forgot to put the space between the pen and is. I'm sure that was just a typo.
No.
Hi, everybody. The big story for the next few days is going to be the heat. Heat advisory in effect. A few lucky towns may be cooled off by a shower or thunderstorm, but they will be few and far between. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow's high in the mid-90s, and I think we'll be in the mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110, both tomorrow and Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend, and maybe a couple of stronger storms by Sunday afternoon. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
423.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident. If you're traveling out of Montgomery on I-65 northbound up above Prattville and Highway 14, just before the Highway 31 exit northbound, we have an accident. Two cars, one in the middle of the road, one on the edge of the road. Use caution. Expect some slight delays northbound. Around Montgomery, we've just got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon, folks. Again, it is busy out there everywhere, but no accidents in us to pass along to you at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And we mean every word of that.
Oh, that's probably another holiday package. I used to hurry to the doors so they wouldn't be stolen by porch pirates, but not anymore. Because now I have the new Porch Paralyzer. Developed by a high-tech secret lab at Guantanamo Bay, the Porch Paralyzer runs off your household current and attaches easily to a bank of stealth motion sensing cameras. So when someone steps onto your porch to swipe that Amazon box, instead of making off with the booty, that pirate's booty is zapped with 20,000 volts, leaving your deliveries untouched. Sometimes I leave a dummy box on the porch just for fun. Get the new Porch Paralyzer today. Just remember to disable it when your mother-in-law comes over for Christmas. Or not.
From our never-ending department of...
This is so stupid.
Mayor Bill DeBozo of New York has announced, he told Wolf Blitzer that he is banning all large gatherings in New York City except for Black Lives Matter. Now, come on.
Yeah. It seems a little racist.
I don't think you saw the Seattle thing then. They did a...
Oh, they're whitening people, or they're de-whitening people or something.
They had cultural training for white people and told them they need to learn how to be less white.
Okay.
Wow.
I've been doing that in the pool every day. Barbara...
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey,
you know why your poll ended up like it did? It's because we listened to this radio station and were educated.
That's right.
No doubt. There are so many reasons.
No doubt.
For those of you who are wondering how to spend your next advertising dollar, you're talking to the best educated group of listeners anywhere. You are talking to the most successful people in Montgomery by far and away. Median income, all of those statistics that come out with the ratings. Just saying. Blah, 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 blah.
And all of the radio hosts are educated, too. Well, and as I've told you before, I love your L.A. story. So.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. I'll love you and look forward to hearing from you Monday.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you, Barbara.
Barbara.
Actually, we'll
one.
Be
yeah,
here tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
right?
morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
What's live? Are you doing a breakfast?
Yes.
Ooh.
Casserole. You will love it.
I love it every time.
I love them all. They're all great. Yeah. I just feel guilty.
My piece just keeps getting bigger.
I've noticed what? That.
The piece. Every time I get a piece.
Said, I thought you said...
I didn't Leon say the pen is.
The pen is. No. Gary.
Good afternoon, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing well. I woke up listening to you this morning. I guess I'm back in Montgomery now, so I've heard on and off all day. My vote would be for Tuberville.
That's good.
So my question is, apparently the ads claiming Tuberville is a liberal, supports illegal immigration. I've seen all of that stuff out there. They're apparently, just based on this, it's a poll. It's a straw poll, not seeming to have a much of an impact. But are we voting for the right guy, or are we punishing Jeff Sessions? I think that I'm not saying anybody is. I'm just wondering, isn't that a question everybody should ask themselves before they cast a vote?
It's not a bad question.
Greg, my thing about Sessions, he would have been cool if he would have just gave the public a general of idea why he had to refuse himself from his seat. He kind of threw it underneath the rug and just said, I had to for technical reasons. Well, my technical reasons could be something else. So if he had just done a little bit better job of telling him or clearing himself, then yeah.
We
I
knew
think
what,
he had something to hide.
Well, you see, here's the thing. We all knew what the truth in that situation was, and we're still waiting. We're waiting for fat-ass Bill Barr and Bull Durham, who I think deserves a middle name that starts with S and ends in T, and it ain't shut. Okay, we see the same damn... I think there's only been one picture ever taken of Durham in his whole career, and he always looks pissed off, and I'm going to get... He's done nothing! He hasn't even indicted a corrupt janitor in this whole thing. All these people are walking around free and laughing at the rest of us. They are, I hate to say it, but until they prove me wrong, they're all afraid of the Democrats.
Yeah. I think they're all scared to go to sleep. They have to sleep with one eye open. Especially the lady now that's in federal custody. What's going to happen with her?
Yeah, David Blackman had a good piece on that today about her. The funniest meme is it's a funny meme, and it's not funny, but it's somebody, hello, suicide hotline, and the other picture in the meme is Hillary saying, yes, I'd like to order one. But if
it's not that far-fetched.
Again, we have to
have... that's right.
Lowered
that's
expectations. Right. That's lowered expectations on results. They've proven that nothing. What's happened? We've been waiting, and nothing's happened. Well, Gary, thanks.
Greg,
for the call.
I'm glad you had a great time in Boone, North Carolina. I'm glad you made it back safely, and you're missed.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I missed you. Here. This is home, man.
Yeah, man. I missed you.
This is home.
Rusty was good.
My little boys are here, Manch Dweeney and Briscoe Mr. Gubb.
At least you know you can go now and you don't have to worry about things.
Yeah, I learned
too
some stuff,
much.
Too.
No, I didn't. I did. When you guys called on Wednesday, I was almost reluctant to come on the air because I don't want people thinking that I'm coming on the show because I don't trust how it's being handled while I'm away. That's not it at all.
I think he was checking
up on
us.
We wanted to check on you.
But Rusty Aldrich, he knows... what makes the show tick.
Yeah,
he
man.
Gets it. You guys do, too. We just need somebody who can quarterback that.
I learned a lot of stuff Monday. You'd be proud. Yeah, man.
Well, one day we may have your commencement.
We all learned some things.
I'm plotting.
I learned some things about
By the way, tentatively, I think we'll confirm it Monday, but tentatively, Jessie Lynn gets the official welcome at Baumhauer's Wednesday night.
Cool.
I'd come there and meet her. And, God, that's another thing I got to work on over the weekend. Because we want to
do it right.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't want to belch in the middle of it.
We'll be right back.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders, and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How about that? There's your roll call for today.
Oh.
Nah, we don't have time for the whole song. Let me do it Monday.
Okay.
Because...
You'll be fully rested.
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination.
Yeah. Plus, I have a sore toe.
Oh.
Not that I work with my feet.
I was going to say, you got a drum kit over there?
Remember that song?
I need to find a...
They play that song every time we pull out of Mayport, Florida.
Mayport, Florida.
Hey, Ronnie. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. Good. Fine as frog hair.
I need to find a Saturday by podiatrist.
But anyway, we done the ships away and all that. And then I said, well, my draft number's 54 back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to flip a coin. So I ended up going in the Navy. I said, well, I won't go to Vietnam. Where do you think the first place I was?
Vietnam.
Where do you think the second place I was?
Vietnam.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to call you and let you know, I remember that song. I remember it very well. And every time we left Mayport, I hated it because that's where my girlfriend's was.
Hmm.
But that's back in the day.
Did you say?
I'll be 70 in January.
I did hear a plural there, right?
Well, I'm just saying. You know?
Hey, you're talking to the master. Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, the man.
Yeah. Well, I want to say something, and I know you're gonna boot me.
Oh boy!
So put your finger on the boot button.
Don't say anything bad, Ronnie. Please.
It won't be anything bad. I'm just saying what's on a lot of people's minds. Because back in the day, when they segregated schools, I remember because we had baseball games, and the white people and the black people in the community,
We chose sides. And we played baseball. Everything was fine. Then they brought black people into the schools. But they couldn't bring them up on the white people's level. So then they brought black teachers in to bring the white...
Ronnie, thanks. Who was the a-hole that said I shouldn't stop the roll call today? Oh, man. We had that in Chicago.
Yeah?
But that's because Chicago was so freaking segregated. Oh, man.
Chicago's still pretty segregated now.
You were right, Ronnie. I just should have done it sooner, and I'm sorry I didn't.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic authorities are calling it a moderate accident. It's at the corner of Chantilly Parkway and East Chase Parkway. That's going to be a problem for a few minutes for folks trying to get in and out of East Chase Parkway. Avoid the area if you can. Watch out for boots on the ground working it. Also, I-65 northbound just before the Pine Level exit or Highway 31. We have an accident there. There could be some slight delays there. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. Lot of cars on the road this afternoon. A very busy Montgomery all over town. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also, get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls. As the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama. And we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Funeral arrangements have been announced for the MPD detective who was killed earlier this week. Montgomery police announced that a memorial service for Detective Tanisha Pusley will be this Sunday from 10 until 2 at Ross Clayton Funeral Home. Plus, Alabama's primary runoff election is this Tuesday, and the state's elections chief says voters cannot be required to wear masks at polling sites. This conflicts with local mandates to wear masks in public places. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says that while it can be strongly recommended to wear a mask, it cannot be required. And Governor Ivey awarded a $375,000 grant to establish a statewide network to ensure victims of child abuse will receive immediate and professional medical care. The grant will enable Children's of Alabama and the University of Alabama at Birmingham Department of Pediatrics to collaborate with a network of centers in creating the child abuse medical system. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big story for the next few days is going to be the heat. Heat advisory in effect. A few lucky towns may be cooled off by a shower or thunderstorm, but they will be few and far between. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow's high in the mid-90s, and I think we'll be in the mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110, both tomorrow and Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend, and maybe a couple of stronger storms by Sunday afternoon. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I got a 1 minute clip here I found electrifying. It's very brilliantly produced, and you can find it on my Facebook page. It's a cartoon version of the Social Justice Warriors.
If you've been offended, your feelings must be defended. The freedom of expression is a microaggression. Here comes Angela Frey. He's always ready to fight fascism with fascism.
Yeah.
Starbucks windows don't stand a chance. Ethic enhancer. He's a systematic racism finder.
Justice
Warriors!
Yeah,
It's really well produced. It's on my page. Take a look. I found it electrifying when I watched it. And by the way, when you need an electrician, don't forget Mr. Electric. At
245-1566.
A little more passion, please.
245-1566.
I want it to stick in people's heads like a tattoo.
245-1566. Put a little jingle to it, man. Come on. Stuck in your head?
You stay with the bass.
Oh, okay. 245-1566.
There you go.
MrElectric.com. Upfront pricing. Master certified electricians that perform services for you at your convenience. You set the time. That's when they arrive. They do outstanding work. We've used them a bunch of times. And we pay the upfront price they give you. It's a great business model. And these people are 100% the very best at what they do. I wanted to look at that. I saw the story earlier about what they're doing in Seattle. Because this is what they really need to straighten out all those problems they have.
Yeah.
Is to, what's it called? De-white or?
Be less white.
Oh, be less white.
Right.
Did you dig into the story a little bit and see what that...
Yeah, give me a second. I'll pull it back up again.
I'll talk to Andy while you're doing that. Andy.
Hey, Greg. How you doing this afternoon?
Well, I was fine up until a few minutes back. Now I'm depressed and pissed. Record. I just, you know what?
You know what, Greg? Just hang in there, brother. It's Friday. You know, there's an idiot in every bunch. So, that being said, though, Greg, you know, I don't know, looking back what's been going on in this country and everything, you know, I don't know how old you are, Greg, but I just turned 50. And growing up, Greg, you know, we had heroes in our lives. We had people we looked up to. I mean, you know, I remember Evel Knievel. I remember getting out there jumping rafts on my bicycle with my friend and just getting all skin up. I mean, we stayed outside all the time. We had heroes.
I have an Evel Knievel lame-ass story I can tell.
Do you? Really?
Yes.
Cool.
He was coming to Miami and was scheduled to be a guest on the show. He arrived the day before. I think he was playing in a golf event or something. So,
that's awesome.
Evel comes in. He's kind of... it was nice. He was friendly to us.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like that. But I looked at his arm. That's a man who had broken over 200 bones, some of them multiple times. But on the top of his right forearm was a large knot. It would look, you know, if you saw it, you'd think it was a tumor or something. And I said, what happened? And he said, I was playing golf yesterday and some idiot forgot to yell four, and I took a golf ball.
Oh!
And if you've ever been hit with a golf ball, even lightly, you know they're hard, and that hurts like hell.
Yeah.
It turns out the guy that hit him worked for our station as a salesman.
Oh.
Because on the air, it was, if I ever catch the guy that did this to me, I'm going to give him...
That's awesome.
And that explains why a guy named Mike Bradall was nowhere to be found that morning, because he did not want to take the chance that Evel would be able to identify him and get his ass kicked. It was pretty funny.
That's funny, Greg. That's a good story.
But that's what's wrong with our country now, Greg. You know, when John Wayne died, who took his place? Clint Eastwood, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Charles Bronson. You look around. I mean, all the heroes that we had, and who's taking their place now? When Clint Eastwood dies, who's going to take his place? Some man bun type jean wearing cat somewhere? I mean, come on. The American male has been downgraded to a wuss. I mean, really. And it's just, it's sad. There's no more heroes out there that our younger generations can look up to like we had coming up. And you look at all the good singers. I mean, right now, you can make a good living right now, Greg, playing nothing but the top 40 from the 70s and early 80s right now. You really could.
I would agree.
Because there's nothing on the radio today worth listening to. Nothing.
Contemporary music, and even I love country. Country seemed like the new top 40 for a while, but everything that comes out now has that's the same voice. It all sounds the same to me.
Same with rock.
It's been commercialized. It's no good no more. And, you know, it's pathetic, but that's what's coming to now. But our younger generation now, they don't have what we had coming up. I mean, they don't. And the things that we watched, look at the cartoons we watched as kids coming up. I mean,
well, you know, also had career heroes.
Yeah.
I knew I knew the guy. He was the template for what I wanted to do in radio. And I did it, and he even congratulated me for it.
Cool.
You remind me a lot of Wolfman Jack.
Well, Wolfman Jack, I don't know if you've heard Wolfman this lame-ass Jack. Story, but Wolfman Jack hated me.
Yes, I've heard that story. I love that story.
Yeah.
But I'll take that as a compliment since he is a legend.
Yeah. You know, Casey Kasem, American Bandstand on Saturday mornings. I mean, and then you had Soul Train Saturday afternoon. I mean, those days are gone, and that's what our younger generation needs. You know, I mean, it's just, they have no direction.
You know, like a hero, AOC. Isn't that pathetic?
Pathetic. Yeah.
The 24-carat moron like that has got is being held up in high regard. She's raising like millions of dollars.
And that's why
she's done nothing.
That's why you see these kids, but she hasn't.
She's anti-Trump. And that's all she has to do.
And these kids today are ripe for the picking. They're ripe for the picking right now. So it is what it is. But y'all doing a great job, and you're the only voice we got now, Greg. So keep it going, friend.
I'll do my very best. Thank you very much, Andy, for the good words. Hello, Sam.
Mr. Budell, once again, you've made my day. I'm sitting here on the front porch of the old farm. I'm taking a break for a minute. And that story about Evel Knievel, man, that's great. That's just it. I can see it. I remember that as a kid. How I thought Evel was, there's a redneck that made good. And he said he's like one of these professional wrestlers, a boxer. He sacrificed his body, but he was there to put on a show, and he did it. But listen, that what I was going to say is people along those same lines of what your last caller was saying. I'm so glad that the MeTV and whatnot, they're showing the old Hee Haw rerun. I mean, I'd forgotten as a kid just how good they are. Just the comedy, and it's good, clean family fun, and the music,
And the girls.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That doesn't hurt. That's part of the genius. Anyway, let me tell you what I'm doing. Okay, all right. While I'm taking a break, all right, you're going to love this. I do a little redneck thing. It's just for the tourists. The people that drive through here, they expect the certain things. Yeah. There's a wasp. I'm sitting here on the front porch. There's a wasp nest about 5 feet over my head, and I've got my laser pointer. And I was trying to see if I can get any action out of these wasps, if I can blind them or get them excited. It's not working. It's just not working.
And you're doing that for the tourists?
Take a squirt gun. That gets their attention.
Oh, gosh. That would work, and then I'd have to run, and I can't run.
A real man and go whack it with your hand and run.
Man. I completely forgot there was something I actually wanted to ask. Going away now. Join your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man.
Request line.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I ain't got nothing to request, but I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Later, man.
Can I call the request line?
No, I think we were talking to Andy. You're talking about career heroes, where you pick something you want to do. When I was in high school, I was interviewing every news anchor in town, every weatherman in town, and disc jockey, because it excited me to go down, be in their world for a minute, ask them how they did it. But the guy that taught me the most, I didn't have contact with until I was in my career about 20 years. And it was great to tell him thank you, because I've had the career I've had because of what you taught me. I haven't ripped you off, but I learned a lot by listening and then talking to listeners who also liked him or hated him. And that's when I learned you're never going to be a success if you think everybody has to be in love with you. Even in morning radio, when you're playing Air Supply and these deadly, boring...
It's good music, son.
...tunes... there still has to be a certain percent of the audience that listens because you stimulate them in a negative way. It doesn't work.
Certainly.
So I'm trying to think of a name that does that to listeners on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Rusty, maybe?
Rusty!
Yeah, exactly. How's everybody?
Well, good, Rusty.
You called at the very end of the hour here, so...
Well, I'll be brief, and I'll be serious. The young gentleman with the laser pointer on the wasps. Look at him. We got COVID. We got crazy people. We got riots.
Put the damn thing down. We don't need no giant wasps attacking. just a word of advice. I mean, I don't want to wake up in the morning and they're like, outside. I just don't want to.
I agree.
Okay. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good one.
See you, Rusty.
Thanks, Rusty. Man.
Just the wasp, but...
Lou, I'm going to chlorinate the pool.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you an important bulletin. Be on the lookout for a 2-inch-long insect that answers to the name Murder Hornet and rips the heads off of bees. The Murder Hornet was last seen coming out of Lavoti's with 3 fresh mozzarella and 2 loaves of semolina. Approach with extreme caution. We now return you to your regular programming.
Oh, God. Asian murder hornets! The hell is that?
Oh my God! They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves with bread and milk.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
There's a guy who really knows how to put on a good panic.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, he is. I can never remember his last name. Is Vic D. Benetto?
Something.
D. Benetto Tetto. Something like that. Yeah.
Vic. Something.
Open tomorrow. From early in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
All right.
I'm going to go out on our patio and shoot a little video because we've been by. I've been out there 3 times. Mrs. Rutabaga has been out there.
Mm-hmm.
Brought home plants that pass every test in terms of color, stamina, and plus they make sure you understand. Like I needed some stuff I could put in front of our house, which is mostly in the sun. So I needed something hardy and something I didn't run out there and water every day. It's a long walk out there.
I understand.
In this heat.
And it's hot.
So we picked out, and not only do they stand up to the sun, they're colorful, and they actually match the paint.
Yes,
that rusty
very
color
well.
We put it. Rusty,
really, that's good.
That word again. Yeah, on the front door, and require virtually no maintenance at all. They're not cactus, but you know,
pretty
they're
good
hardy.
Though,
they
huh?
can take the sun. The colors are vivid, and when you go out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, the drive out there is nice and relaxing. It's chill. When you get out there, you're going to see what appear to be 3 airplane hangars with aisles and aisles and aisles of choices and plants that are beyond reasonably priced. If you visit Fitzpatrick Greenhouses on Facebook, you'll see what I mean. They have 3D pictures, videos, prices on everything they carry. Get out there, fill up your trunk. You'll be amazed at how much you can buy for so little. Great value, and man, we out of 20 plants, we are 20 for 20. Everything
all
is
right.
Thriving.
Woo-hoo.
My Better Boy
no
tomato plants are producing. Yeah, it's all good. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, check them out on Facebook. 458.
A lot of cars on the road mean accidents, and we got a brand new one, I-85 northbound at Ann Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles speeding to the scene there. Also had an accident earlier, Chantilly Parkway and East Chase Parkway there at the intersection. Traveling I-65 northbound this afternoon. Well, there's an accident just before the Highway 31 Pine Level exit. Use caution there. There could be a slight delay while they're still working that one. Around the boulevard, a lot of cars busy at all the major intersections, I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Right now, get a $1,200 bonus on anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose your vehicle.